This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. All the terrestrial life on this planet exists because of a substance that we don't fully understand, soil organic matter. So what is soil organic matter? While this may seem like a simple question, it is one that is most complex in the soil field. The actual formation of organic matter is oddly complicated, and there is not a full agreement on how organic matter is created. In simple terms, organic matter is a complex matrix of 50% carbon that forms long, twisted chains connected to oxygen, hydrogen, phosphorus, nitrogen, and most other nutrient elements. Organic matter has some amazing properties. For water-holding capacity, organic matter can hold 10 times its weight in water. Every year, a small amount of total organic matter in the soil decomposes. For every 1% by volume a soil holds, it releases 20 pounds of nitrogen. Besides the more well-known effects of increasing water percolation, water holding capacity, and releasing nutrients, it also has more subtle effects, like acting as a chelate for microelements, increasing their availability to plant roots. One question that many people ask is how much material or stover does it take to make organic matter? In a very general sense, it takes 10 pounds of material to make 1 pound of organic matter. Calculated out, that means it takes 100 tons of field stover to increase organic matter just 1%. The increase of organic matter is a long process. It takes years of intensive conservation practices to move the organic matter needle. The majority of field stover is broken down by microbes and never truly becomes something that we would consider organic matter. Also, not all organic matter is the same. Organic matter is divided into a number of pools, which are largely based on how easy they are to break down. Some organic matter only lasts a couple of years, while some is so tightly bound that the microbes can't get to it and can last centuries. This is why over-tilling a field quickly reduces organic matter, as it breaks up the soil particles and allows the microbes to get to it. Not all carbon material that goes into the creation of organic matter is the same either. In general, material high in lignin is harder for microbes to break down. To break down lignin, microbes need some seriously strong attack methods that involves creating strong acids to break the bonds that hold the lignin together. Hemicellulose is the next level and is slightly easier for microbes to break down, while cellulose is the easiest for microbes to consume. Field stover like corn and soybean stalks and wheat straw is fairly high in lignin. There are a couple of different theories on how organic matter is formed, but both of these processes is how it's made. The lignin theory is the idea that while some of the lignin gets chewed on, microbes are never able to fully break all the lignin down before it gets bound into a complex. The polyphenol theory is the understanding that organic matter is the byproduct of microbes and plants, where simple carbon chains, the polyphenols, bind together in large chains to form large organic matter complexes. By these theories, organic matter is created by both the lignous material left behind in decaying plants, but also by the sugars and acids that living plants pump into the soil to feed the microbes. No matter how it is formed, organic matter has a unique and dramatic role within the soil. Any effort to build organic matter will need to be a long-term plan, but the added benefits are diverse, large, and lasting. If you have any questions about your soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.